If man was created in God's image, now that creation was very good, how can the Bible say that our heart is only evil? Genesis 6 talks about it, Jeremiah 17 talks about it. How has God's view of us been affected by the fall? And really there's a number of big issues, I think, that there are in this question. One is, what does it mean to be in God's image? Another one is, to what degree have we been affected by the fall, which is Adam and Eve sinning and being thrown out of the garden? And what place do our works have in salvation, which is something we might have time to look at a bit later. To be made in the image of God is one of the richest and most wonderful aspects of being human. And it needs and has had whole books written on it. It involves the fact that we can have relationship. It involves the fact that we are self-aware and can look at ourselves as if from outside and make those sort of decisions we have to. It involves the authority we've been given over creation. So many things are part of that. But our creation, what we were created as, changed creation from being good to very good. When God created us, he stopped saying, it's good, it's good. He said, it's very good. There was something very special about when he created human beings. But the fall affected everything. And we were looking at this a bit earlier on in our Romans series. There is a doctrine called total depravity, which I believe is a biblical doctrine, and which says that every aspect of our humanity has been spoiled, has been twisted and affected in some way by the fact that sin entered human experience. And so our bodies are affected. That's where diseases and all this sort of thing comes from, aging, physical death. Our emotions have been affected. Our minds, the way we think, the way we look at the world, the way we look at ourselves in the world, and our consciences even. We can't even trust our conscience because it might tell us by conscience to do something which actually is against what God would want. Everything has been affected. And the Bible talks about us therefore becoming children of wrath. All we are destined for is to receive God's wrath. And in that way, God's view of us has changed. We are no longer the very good peak of his creation. We have become objects of his wrath. But still, amazingly, he loves us. Still, amazingly, he has decided in his great plan that he is going to do what he needs to do to restore us. And he's provided transformation. That's something we've been seeing as we've worked through Romans, I think, together. And recreation. And that affects everything. So, yeah, God's view of us has been affected by the fall, but his love of us, in a sense, hasn't. And he has provided the way back for us. And that's a very sort of brief answer, perhaps, to a very big question. But God created us good, but we have been totally spoiled. Every part of you. You can't say, well, my feelings are right, even if my body does wrong things, you know, my feelings are okay, or my mind is still working perfectly and godly, even though other parts aren't. Every part of us has been affected. And although when we become Christians, then we get given this new heart and a new spirit, but there is still the struggle going on, because until Christ returns, we're not made perfect. And again, Paul talked about that in Romans 7. So perhaps the shortest answer is go back and read Romans 1 to 11 again.